All right, good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Miketz, and of course Shabbos Chanukah, and Shabbos Mevorchim Teves. Parshas Miketz, which is always the Shabbos, the Parsha in which the Yom Tov of Chanukah falls out, is a Parsha that is very much connected to Chanukah, and in previous years we went through different Ramazim to Chanukah and Parshas Miketz, and all the Sfarim speak about it. What is the connection between Miketz and Chanukah? The Medrash at the beginning of this parasha begins, Vayehi Miketz Hadohu Deksiv. It's a pasuk in Iyoiv, Ketz Som Lachoshech. He put an end to the darkness. And all the Mepharshim, all the Sfarim that try to show the connection between Chanukah and the parasha show that the end of the darkness is a remnant not only to the end of Yosef's personal darkness, the incarceration in prison, but also the end of Golus Yovan, which we celebrate on Chanukah, which is compared to Choshech, as Chazal tell us, Choshech Zu Yovan, Ketz Som La Choshech. The word Ketz, if you add it to the word Choshech, is equal to the Hadlik Ner Chanukah. That's one of the common connections that Sfarim tell us Parshas Miketz has with Chanukah, but clearly there's more connections between the Parsha and Chanukah. One of them, which we'll go into tonight, is as we mentioned last week, the Megala Amukos, the Shaloh HaKadosh tells us every Golus was for a different chet. Golus Yavon was because of Mechiras Yosef. And if Golus Yavon is because of Mechiras Yosef, then the Geula from Yavon is the Tikkun from Mechiras Yosef, which the Geula from Yavon, of course, is Chanukah. How is Chanukah the Tikkun for Mechiras Yosef? The Medrash tells us also, we mentioned this last week, a Medrash Peliah, Hadudoyim Nosnu Reach, a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, V'al Psachenu Kol Megodim, Hadudoyim Nosnu Reach is going on Reuven. Reuven saved Yosef from the pit. Y'al Psachenu Kol Megodim is Pesach Beisem Yibachutz, that's Ner Chanukah. And everyone asks on this Medrash, what does Reuven saving Yosef from the pit have anything to do with the Nes of Chanukah? There's also a psikta that is quoted by the Sfarim, the Pri Tzadik. A sefer just came out recently with all the essays of the Pri Tzadik on Chanukah, so one doesn't have to go through looking, even though he has one section on Chanukah, but they take it from all the Sfarim. So he has an essay there where he quotes a psikta that talks about Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, the nes of Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, the story of Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, where Eliyahu is makriv on the Mizbeach, Bachutz, which was a Hiroas Shah, which was a big chiddush that they were allowed to. Yishomer Lecha Pentala Eleisecha B'chol Mokam Asher Tira, was a one-time situation, Eis Lassus LaHashem Eferu Torosecha, that Eliyahu was allowed to be makriv Behar HaKarmel B'Bachutz. And the psikta connects the hakrova of Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel to Chanukah. And there the psikta says, what's the halacha when Chanukah with Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah? And do you have to say Yalav Yavai? The psikta connects Chanukah to Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel. And the Pri Tzadik elaborates what's the connection. Eliyahu was makriv Bachutz, Ner Chanukah is mi Bachutz. We'll try to connect that as well to what we're talking about here, the Parshas Miketz and Reuven saving Yosef from the bar, which we just mentioned, Hadudoyim Nosnu Reach V'al Psocheinu Kol Megodim. It's also interesting, if one takes a look in Chumash, how many times the word Miketz is mentioned. Many times we see in the Balaturim that he discusses words or phrases that are mentioned a few times, and he connects those words and phrases, call them Mesoira. The Baal Turim connects one Miketz to this one. He says, it says, Miketz Eser Shonim L'Sheves Avram Be'eretz Kanaan in Parshas Lech Lecha, that Avram, after being married to Sarah for 10 years, marries Hagar. Miketz Eser Shonim. So he connects the Miketz over there to the Miketz over here, that just like over there was after 10 years, this is Yosef was in jail for 10 years, and then Shnasayim Yamim another 2 years, and then he was released. But there are another 7 Miketzes in the Torah. Now, other seven miketzes. There's the miketz at the beginning of Bereshis by the story of Cain and Hevel. Vayhi miketz yomim. Vayove Cain minho adama mincha laHashem. Mipriho adama mincha laHashem. There's also in Parshas Noach another miketz. Vayhi miketz arboim yoim. Vayiftach Noach es chaloin hateva asherosa. There's also a miketz in Parshas Boy, Vayhi miketz shloishim shana v'arbimeyos shana, at the end of the 43 years after Brisbane Absorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And then there's a miketz in Parshas Shlach by the Meraglim, Vayhi miketz arboim yoim, Vayashuvu mitur ha'oretz miketz arboim yoim, and then again in Akev, there's a miketz arboim yoim, after the Moshe goes to Har Sinai, at the end of the 40 days comes the Chet Ha'egel. And then there's a Miketz in Parshas Re'eh, Miketz Shev Hashanim Tasa Shemitah, and another one by Hakel, Miketz Shev Hashanim, Bevoi Kol Yisrael, Hakel HaNoshim VaHaNoshim VaHatav. To try to make something out of all these Miketzes, everything in Torah is exact and precise, and the name of this Parsha is Miketz. What is the connection between all of this to Chanukah? It's also interesting that this Parsha has the same amount of Psukim as Bereshis. Parsha's Bereshis has 146 Psukim, and the siman to remember how many psukim parshas Bereshis has, Chizkiyahu, Amatziyahu. The same siman is given here. Miketz also has 146 psukim. Yechizkiyahu siman, Amatziyah siman, and then a third, Yihyeh Li Oved siman, which is a phrase in this week's parsha. It's interesting, everything is Bashkocha Prot, is the fact that this parsha should have the same amount of psukim as Bereshis, and also the word Miketz, which is also in Bereshis. What does all this have to do with Chanukah, with the Yom Tov that is approaching? We know also the Sfarim tell us that Chanukah is hinted in the words Utvayach, Tevach, Vehochein, the only time in the entire Chumash you actually have the letters Ches, Nun, Vav, Chav, Hei in order. It's not in the order of Chanukah, but it can be. But it's Utvayach, Tevach, Vehochein, Ches, and then Vehochein is Chanukah. So everyone connects, of course, that to the Yom Tov of Chanukah and the Remez of Parshas Miketz to Chanukah. As mentioned before, the Megala Amukas, the Shalot, tells us that the Chet of Mechiras Yosef was the cause of Golus Yovan. Golus Yovan is a result of the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. The Chet of Mechiras Yosef is rooted in Kinnah. Kinnah, jealousy, is what caused the war between Yosef and the brothers. The pasuk says, "Of the mefurish by Yekanu by Echov, the Aviv Shomer as Hadover." Jealousy. We know that the three Avos Hatumma, the three cardinal evil character traits that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that Amotzi Adam in Ha'olam is Hakina, the Hataiva, the Hakovoid. These three: Kina, Taiva, Kovoid. Jealousy, desire, and Kavod, one who wants to have respect and honor in this world, haughtiness. The Shvatim were jealous of Yosef. On their level, there was a kinna, there was a jealousy. The same we find with Cain and Hevel, where it says, "Vayhi miketz, vayove Cain minho adam mincha laHashem." It was a jealousy that Cain was in a jealous rage that Hevel had another a triplet, and that Hevel's offering was accepted while his was not, which led to Cain killing Hevel. We find this even before that. The moon was jealous of the sun. The moon claimed Yefsha l'shtei melachim she'ishtam shebekeser echad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said l'chi umiyati yesatzmech, which is why we bring a soyer chatos on Rosh Chodesh as a kapora kaviyachol for Hashem, who says, "Haviu kapara olai al shemiyatiti yisayoreach," and it's known that all chatoyim are rooted in the miyat hayoreach, which was also some sort of kinna. We also find by Kairach, there was a kinna, niskane al nisiyusoy shel litzofon ben uziel. Being then that mechet of mechiras yosef is rooted in kinna, the tikkun for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, which is the Yom Tov of Chanukah, has to be the tikkun for Kinnah. And not only for Kinnah, but for Kinnah Taiva V'Kavoy. But Emes, if we think about it, the three mitzvahs that it says that the Yevonim fought against were Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos. Chodesh is, of course, Kina, because of the Chodesh. Why do we have a Rosh Chodesh? Because of the Kina that started as a result of the Miyatai, as a result of the Yoreach complaining that the sun should be miniaturized. Mila is Keneged Taiva, Kipshutai, and Shabbos is Keneged Kavod. Shabbos is Bittel, Hachna'a. Shabbos is Malchus. A person humbles himself on Shabbos. A person goes to Shul. A person is more connected to Hashem on Shabbos. A person spends more time davening and learning. So Shabbos is the counter to Gaiva. Kina Taiva Kavod. The Pritzadik is Meirich in this, in one of his essays on Chanukah, that these three are the Avos Nezikim. It's interesting, there's only one halacha in the entire Shisha Sidrei Mishnah where Chanukah is mentioned, and that's in Bava Kama, in Seder Nezikim, where the Mishnah says, the Gemara brings it down there in Chafalaf and Medvez in the Sugya of Chanukah, Gates, Sheyotza Mitachas Apatish, if a Gomel is Toyin Pishtan and he's Nichnas into the store, and then the hay that's on the gomel is ignited, and he burns a beer. So it says the bala gomel chayiv. He niach chen v'ni neiroi mivachutz. So bal hachen v'ni chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda oimer b'ner Chanukah potter. Ner Chanukah, where one is exempt from any hezek because he has rishus mitzvah to keep the menorah b'chutz. And the Gemara says from here we learn out that it's lamata me'asorot tvachim. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is lamata miyud dafka, lamata me'asara tvachim. The Gemara in Sukkah says, "May oilam lo yarda shechina lamata me'asara." But on Chanukah, the mitzvah is lahadlik b'toich asara dafka lamata me'asara, where the koiches hatuma are. Chanukah, as mentioned many times, is the most powerful yomtiv that it affects even the lowest Jew. And it affects even those that one would perhaps think that they're on the outs. There's no tikkun for them. Ludugma, Dosan Va'avira. Dosan Va'avira would be considered the outcasts of Klal Yisrael, the Bali Machloikas, the ones who joined Kairach, and who were later swallowed. But when the earth opens up, Vatiftach Ha'oretz Espiha, Vativla Oysam, Dosan Va'aviram, Balei Machloikas, Nitzim V'Nitzovim, constantly attacking Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a Machloikas in the Sforim, whether Dosan and Aviram will have a tikkun or not. The Or HaChaim says no. The Tferes Shloima, the Radomska, he says he disagrees with the Or HaChaim, and he says that even Dosan and Aviram will have a tikkun. Chanukah is the yomtiv for the Dosan va'avirams, that even the Dosan and Avirams, even those who are balei kina, have an opportunity to be misaken themselves on Chanukah, because the whole Chanukah, among, of course there were other reasons too, but Chanukah is the tikkun for the chet of Mechiras Yosef. The chet of Mechiras Yosef came about because of kina. The root of the word kina is kuf nun aleph. Kuf nun aleph is begematria chof hei kislev. Chafei Kislev Chanukah is Misaken Kina. And where do we see this? Reuven is the one who tries very hard to pull Yosef out of the bar. And in fact, Reuven, who says that we should put him in the bar, didn't really mean so, as the Pasuk says, Hashlichu Yosef al ha-bar asher bar mitbav yad al tishlichuvay. Why? Leman hatzil Yosef miyadam lahashivay aloviv. Reuven displays an unbelievable character here, because Reuven knew that on some level Yosef took away the Bechorah from him. The Bechorah was taken away from Reuven, given to Yosef as a result of the chait of Bilha, because Bilbel Yitzuei Aviv, as Rashi says, when Leah named him Reuven, she said, Beruach HaKodesh, Reu ma ben beni le ben chomi. Look at the difference between my oldest and Esav, the oldest of my father-in-law, who, even after he sells the Bechayra, he still contests the Bechayra, while my son did not sell his Bechayra, and it was taken away against his will, and yet he is in the future going to try to save Yosef. So Reuven was definitely clear from Kina. Reuven obviously worked on himself to eradicate the Midah Ra'ah of Kina. which we once spoke about, this Kairach time, why therefore Kairach felt, he took the B'nai Reuven with him, and he felt that Reuven should claim the Bechairah again, it should be reinstated to Reuven, since Reuven was Naki from Kina. So Reuven says the Medrash, Hadudoyim Nosnu Reach, V'al Psocheinu Kol Megodim. Reuven saves Yosef from the pit. This is the connection that the Medrash connects Reuven to Chanukah. Yosef is Chanukah, Kiyadua, we mentioned it last week, all the Sforim speak about it, that Yosef, he is Chanukah. Yosef is Makarev, the B'nai Hashfachos, the B'nai Bilha, unlike the brothers who felt that we don't go there, we can't be Makarev them. Yosef is Makarev, the B'nai Hashfachos, like Chanukah is Makarev, the Pchusim, the Nechsholim, those who are Bachutz. The whole purpose of the Ner Chanukah is to illuminate, to enlighten, to elevate those who find themselves on the outs. So by Reuven saving Yosef, wanting to save Yosef, so that there should be a Chanukah in the future, we are zeichet to the nes of Chanukah. Hadudoyim nosnu reach v'al psocheinu kol megodin. So Reuven therefore taines that in his chus, his descendants should have a tikkun. Who are the descendants of Reuven? Dasan and Avira. Pasuk says so. We know uvenei follow Eliav, uvenei Eliav, Nemuel, v'dasan v'aviram, Kriyei ha'eda shehitzu, the Pasuk says in Pashas Pinchas, Dasan and Aviram, Ba'ikach Kairach ben Yitzhar ben Kehoz ben Levi, V'dasan v'aviram ben Eliyav ben Reuven. They are the descendants of Reuven. If not for Reuven, Yosef would have, what would have happened to Yosef? Reuven saves Yosef. And therefore, in that sechus, Reuven feels that there should be a tikkun even for those who normally there's no tikkun for, like the Dasan and Aviram. When Chana davened for Kairach, we know Chana in her Nevuah, in which we say on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, first day of Rosh Hashanah. So Chana says, Hashem Meimis Umechaya Moirid She'oil Vayo'al. From that pasuk, the Gemara learns out, according to one opinion, that Adas Kairach Asidim Lalois, that they're also going to come out of She'oil, because she was mispalo for them. And perhaps we could be Merameis, Chana is Rosh Hatevis, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Moirid She'oil Vayo'al is Begematria Dosan Vaviram. That Dosan and Aviram should also have a tikkun. They should also come out of She'oil. And when is that? That's on Chanukah. Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah goes down. It goes Lamata Miyud. It goes even into Gehenim. It goes into the Gehenim of this world to be Motzi Nitzutzais, to take out those who are in captivity. Moirid She'oil Vayo'al is Begematria Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. We find this interesting in the Gemara that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ishu Beisai. The HaMahadrin Ner L'chol Echad Ve'echad. The HaMahadrin Min HaMahadrin. So then you have the Machlokes Beisil and Beishama. We don't find this by any other Yomtiv that the mitzvah starts off first one way, then later on a little more, then more. First it was only one candle per family, then it was everyone lighting just one, then eventually everyone lighting eight. Because as the generations get lower and lower, and more light is needed. The more light, the more neiros we light, the more neshamas we mesake. So mahadrin and amahadrin is the gematria dosan va'avirim, that even the dosan and avirims could also have a tikkun. Even our generation, which is the acharis hayomim, the Gemara uses the words v'ha mahadrin and amahadrin. Mahadrin and amahadrin is equal to dosan va'avirim, moirit sho'il va'yoal. V'amahadrin and amahadrin is equal to acharis hayomim, our time. The last generation, our generation, which is full, unfortunately, of dosan and avirams and lower neshamas, there's a tikkun for them too. Chanukah is maila, these neshamas. And that's why Reuven, interesting, from all those in the parsha, who later, when the brothers are debating and discussing among themselves, Hashem manachnu, and they're doing tshuva, and they don't know what's going on, they're all confused, why we're being treated this way. Shera'inu tzaras nafshoi b'hischanu ne'eleinu v'loi shamanu. So all of a sudden, Vayan Reuven oisem. Reuven answers and he says, Halei omarti aleichem leimor al techetu b'ayelet v'loi shamatim. I told you not to sin. I told you what it is. It's definitely because of the chet of Mechiras Yosef. And you didn't listen. V'gam domoi hinei nidrosh. And Rashi says that the word gam comes to add not only his blood, but the blood of our father. Why is Reuven, as Mefarshim, as pouring salt on the wound? What's he trying to do? They, they, they're, They have remorse, they're sorry, they're doing tshuva. They said, Hashem ma'anachnu asher ra'inu b'tzaras nafshay b'izchanan le'elein v'lei shamonu. And Reuven is saying, I told you so. Therefore what? So very good. Okay, we appreciate it. You told us so. B'gam domai hinei nidrash. Some say because they did not have charota on the etzem aveiru. They just had charota on the fact that we saw tzaras nafshay b'izchanan le'eleinu. The Loi Shamanu. They felt that they did the right thing, but they should have had Rachmanis anyway. The way he was begging and crying to us. Al Kain Bo Aleinu Atzara Azois. And Reuven saying that's not true. It's not just that. What you did was a chait. It's not just Asher Inu Tzoras Nafshay Bizchanan Aleinu, as if the Maisa itself was good. No, that was also no good. But perhaps based on what we're saying now, and again it's Reuven, because Reuven wants to bring about the Yomtiv of Chanukah, and Reuven is worried. We don't know where Yosef is. So he says, V'gam domoi hinei nidrosh. V'gam domoi hinei nidrosh is b'gematria mahadrim and amahadrim. We're lacking mahadrim and amahadrim without Yosef. We're lacking a tikkun for the dosan va'avirams. V'gam domoi hinei nidrosh is b'gematria dosan and aviram. Meaning, not only are we going to be punished for what we did to him, but for all that, what could have happened, which eventually does happen, but right now we don't know where Yosef is. Begam dama hinei nidrash. Begam is marba. All the neshamas that could have had a tikkun that will not have now. If Chas v'Shalom Yosef is not here, if Chanukah is not going to be, because again, according to what the Shalot tells us, the chet of mechiras Yosef is what causes galus Yavan. There can't be an end to galus Yavan if there's no tikkun for the chet of mechiras Yosef. What do we see in this parasha? In this parasha, we see that the shvatim are having charata. They are doing tshuva, and they're doing tshuva for the chet of Mechiras Yosef. They're no longer, that jealousy that they had for him is subsiding, because the pasuk says clearly, "Vayerdu achei Yosef asara lishboyer bar mimitzrayim." It says, "Vayerdu achei Yosef asara." It's a remez, lamata me asara. Where are they going? Why is the pasuk calling them achei Yosef all of a sudden? They're his brothers. They treated him like a brother. So all of a sudden, the pasuk is referring to them as Achei Yosef. So Rashi tells us why. Because they, hayu mischartim b'mechirasai. They were sorry for selling him. And they decided that now if we find him, because they knew they sold him to Mitzrayim, we're going to treat him with brotherly love. V'livdoisai, we're going to redeem him. No matter what price it's going to cost, we're going to redeem him. Asara, that the pasuk says they went down 10. Even though the ahabas kulam, sinas kulam wasn't exactly the same, but as far as lish bar bar, kulam leiv echad lehem, meaning, even though they were sorry, but there were still feelings, there were still angry feelings, but they definitely all went down now with the intention of redeeming Yosef HaTzadik. Meaning, Chanukah is about to happen. There's the kinna that the brothers had to Yosef is coming to an end. They're working on this midah of kinna. They're trying to eradicate the kinna, which is the precondition to the coming of Mashiach, where it says, V'sora kinas Ephraim. V'Ephraim lo yekane liYehuda. Part of the coming of Mashiach, part of the schus to be zochet to that, is to eradicate the sinna and the kinna, as the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Malachim, V'ba'isay azman lo yeh kinna sinna tachris. There won't be any hatred, there won't be any jealousy. Kina taiva v'kovod, we rectified. It's interesting because the words kina v'taiva v'kovod are begematria mailin b'kodesh. When we're mesakein kina taiva kovod, which as mentioned before, those are connected to chodesh mila shabbos, we are mailin b'kodesh. We cannot be mailin b'kodesh unless we eradicate those midos ro'os. Beis Shammai says poiches v'hoylech. Beis Shammai is talking about poiches v'hoylech, the midos ro'os. Beis Hillel is saying, Moisifin, Surmei Rav, Asei Toiv, be Moisifin Kedusha, automatically the Midos Rois will go away. The Gemara brings down, as mentioned last week, the Pasuk in last week's parasha, V'haboy Reik Ein Boi Mayim, Mimash Meshonem V'haboy Reik, I don't know that Ein Boi Mayim, Mayim Ein Boi, Abel Nechoshim V'akrabim Yesh Boi. Sfarim tell us, Sifrei Musa say, a Yid who doesn't have Torah, automatically has Midos Rois. It's not possible to eradicate the kina, taiva, kovet, and all the midos rois without Torah. Only Torah can transform a person, elevate a person. So the Yevonim wanted lahashkicham Torah secha. The Yevonim wanted to make us forget Torah. If you forget Torah, you have midos rois. Mayim ein boy, what happens? Nechoshim va'akrabim yesh boy. It's automatic.
A person has no Torah, he's going to develop bad midos. What did the Yevonim say? Kisvu lachem al keren hashoyer, she'ein lachem chelek b'lekei Yisrael. Says the Megala Amukos in the Pritzadik, he talks about this. Shor is keneged kina. Because a shor, keren hashor, that's a keren, hamazik, like in the first Mishnah above Akama, bo avos nazikin hashor, which shor includes, according to Rav, shor is keren and shein and regal, but shor is keren. Kisvu lachem al keren hashor, kavanosai lahazik, that's kina and sinna. And as mentioned in previous weeks, what the Pritzadik also says, Choshech stands for Shor Chamor Kelev, which is Esav Yishmael Amalek, which Yovan was, capsulizes all three. That's Choshech. Choshech Rosh HaTev is Chamor Shor Kelev. So the Pritzadik says Shor is Kina, Chamor is Taiva, and Kelev, that's Amalek, he says is Kovid, Gaiva. Amalek Begamatria Ram, which is Amalek compared to a Kelev. Rashi brings down in Parshas Beshalach, he brings the marshal, the kelev comes, after Hayesh Hashem v'kribeinu imoyin, boha kelev. So Abolek is the kelev. Chamor shor kelev. Chamor shor kelev, that's kina taiva kavoid. Those are the arba avos, that's rooted in the arba avos nezikon of shor bar mava hever, which is really three, because shor and mava, according to one, is really the same. But that's chamor shor kelev, kina taiva kavoid. Meaning that the Or of Chanukah, which is the Or of Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, Pnimiyas HaTorah, Or HaGonuz, with the arrival of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, of the Or HaGonuz, automatic, with the Or HaGonuz, there's a getting rid of, an eradication of these Midas Ra'os, the Nechoshim Ve'akrabim. When there's Menmayim Ein Boi, Nechoshim Ve'akrabim Yesh Boi. But now with a new revelation of Torah, which occurs on Chanukah, Or HaGonuz, enables us to be able to rid ourselves of these Midas Ra'os, which is what caused the whole chait of the whole Golus Yavin in the first place. Keit Som LaChoshech, as the Medrash starts off this parasha, the Choshech, the end of Chamor Shor Kelev, Kina Taiva Kovoid, begins in this parasha, because in last week's parasha, the Shvatim are still, they're angry, they sell Yosef, they didn't yet eradicate the Vayekanu by Echov. And in Parshas Miketz, Vayerdu Acha Yosef Asara, the purpose they're going down now, besides to get food, is to reunite with their brother and to redeem him at all costs. Pidyon Shvuyim. Chanukah is the yomtiv of Pidyon Shvuyim. It's a yomtiv that we redeem. Poda is Begamatria Chanukah. And Pidyon Shvuyim is Begamatria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Exactly. Because those neshamas that are on the left, that are below 10 fachim, that are on the outs, they're shvuyim, they're captives. They are captives. All right. So Chanukah is the yomtif of pidya and shvuyim. Must have liked what we just said. So the brothers went down to redeem Yosef, who is a shavui. Yosef is Chanukah. By going down to Mitzrayim to redeem Yosef, they are redeeming Chanukah. Chanukah is being revealed. Parshas Miketz, therefore, is always the Shabbos of Chanukah. So this we could say, perhaps, is the connection between this Miketz and the Miketz of Vayihi Miketz Yomim Vayove Kayin Mipriho Adam Mincha LaHashem, because that was rooted in Kinna. There was a Kinna at that. That Miketz led to Kinna, which led to the killing of Hevel, which also the Svarim tell us that the killing of Hevel was also one of the Shoroshim of Chet in this world. And then where else do we find the word Miketz? We find Miketz by the Meraglim and by the Chet HaEgel, also which both go together. The Meraglim was a Hashlamet of the Chet HaEgel, as Rashi says in Parashat Shlach. Both, it says Miketz. Vayashuvu Mitur HaOretz, Miketz Arboim Yoim. And it says Miketz Arboim Yoim in Parashat Ekev, where it talks about the luchos, after the luchos were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, miketz arboim yoim, vayitein Hashem elai, es shnei luchos ha'avonu, vayihi miketz arboim yoim, vayomer Hashem elai, kum rei kishicheis amecha. So here we have the word miketz associated with the egel, the word miketz associated with the chet ha-meraglim, and it's also yiddur, the Sfarim tell us that Chanukah is a tikkun for the chet ha-egel. The eagle was the shor. Kisvu lachem al keren hashor, she'en lachem chelik b'lekei Yisroel. Eagle, meraglim, which brought about chet and misa to the world, leading to Golus Yavon and the Geula from Galus Yavam, which is Chanukah, which is the Oir of Melech HaMashiach. Chanukah is really an Oir of La'asid Lavoi, when these Chatoim will be rectified. So there's sort of a Ha'orah, a Tikkun of the Chet of the Meraglim and the Chet of the Egel on Chanukah. And by both it says the word Miketz. And where else do we find the word Miketz? We find the word Miketz when Avram Avinu is married to Sarah for 10 years after they live in Eretz Yisrael. Vayimi Kates Eser Shonim L'Sheves Avram BeEretz Kenoan. What happens after that? He marries Hagar. That Miketz is Golus Yishmael. And as mentioned in the previous weeks, that Chanukah is the Yom Tov, but we should, and hopefully we will, this Chanukah experience the Ma'apala of Yishmael, the Golus that we're in now, which is the Chamor of the Shor Chamor Kelev. Yishmael is the Chamor, when Yishmael joins with Esav, as we're seeing now, Vayelech Esav El Yishmael, and Amalek, all three. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov to experience the Ma'apala of all the Umayis, as we're going to say in the Ma'is Tzur this week. Ro'oi Sova Nafshi, Dvir Kotre Heviani, Yivonim Nikpitzu Alai, Chasoiv Zriya Kotshecha, Techei Admai, Betel Tzalmain, all the Umayis Ha'olam, all are mentioned in the Zemer that we sing by the Chanukah Neiris. Because the Chanukah Neiris not only illuminate and warm us, but at the same time it burns and it destroys and eradicates the Midos Rois and the Umayis that these Midos Rois are rooted in. The Chamor Shor Kelev, Esav Yishmael, and Edlek and Amalek. So here's a remez, Vayihimi Kates Nasayim Yonim, Kates Som Lachayishach, the Balaturim connects this Miketz with the Miketz L'Sheves Havron Be'eretz Kenoam, which what happens there? That leads to the birth of Yishmael, where the Pasuk says, V'hu Yihi Epera Odom, Yodai Ba'koil V'yad Koil Boi, Al Pnei Kolech of Yishka. And that's right after the Miketz that Avram Avinu marries Hagar, and from there comes Yishmael. And here we read, Miketz Shnasayim Yomim, Miketz Som LaChoshech, that there's going to be a Ketz to the Choshech of Golus, to the Choshech of Yavon, to the Choshech which refers to Chamor Shor Kelev, Kinat Haivakovoid. Perhaps this is also why on Chanukah there's always a Rosh Chodesh. There has to be a Rosh Chodesh. It starts Chofei Kislev and then ends Beis or Gimel Tevis, depending if Kislev is 29 days or 30 days. Why is there always a Rosh Chodesh? Besides because the Yevanim fought against Chodesh, but because also Chodesh symbolizes this, the kinnah that the Yoreach had for the Chama, that Yevshel L'Shnei Melachim She'ishtamshu B'Keser Echad, we have a Rosh Chodesh. But this is a unique Rosh Chodesh, the only Rosh Chodesh where we say full Hallel. Every other Rosh Chodesh we only say Chatzi Hallel. To remind us also that it's not complete. Yoreach is still b'miyutoi. It's not a complete Hallel. There's still chet in the world. This tikkun is still needed. It's not the olam ha-tikkun yet. Hashem says, Haviyu kapora olay al shemi atati es ha-yoreach. But this Rosh Chodesh Teves, this Shabbos Mevarchim Teves, which is interesting because Teves is the lowest of the months. Teves is keneged don, the lowest of the Shvatim. Chanukah illuminates Teves, the lowest month, the Lele Teves Ha'aruchim, the Yemei HaChoshech, it's referred to in the Poskim as the Yemei HaChoshech Va'afela, because we have in Teves 3 days in a row of Choshech, the translation of the Torah into Greek, right, the death of Ezra, and of course Asara B'Teves. At Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk, Shetichla Regel is B'Gematria Asara B'Teves. That Chanukah illuminates the Teves, goes into the Teves, into the dark nights of Teves, the month of Dan, and yet Rosh Chodesh Teves, the lowest month, is the only Rosh Chodesh, because it's on Chanukah, but it's the only Rosh Chodesh that we say a Hallel Sholem. Rosh Hashanah is no Hallel. Rosh Hashanah, of course, we don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah, because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Suchim Lefonov, the Atam Oimrim Shira. And yet, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Bas Mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh Teves, we say full Hallel.
a remes to the tikkun for la'asid lavay when there's no more kina, when the moon and the sun will be the same size. We say this in Kiddush HaChodesh, we say this in Kiddush Levana that we make every month, that the Levana will be like the Chama, Ka'ar Shiva Simei Bereshis, Ka'ar Shiva Zekayda Mi'uta. The sky, as we say in the Kiddush Levana, this is the only Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah where it's B'Shleimus, there's a Shleimus to Kahalel, a complete Halel, a remes to the Tikkun of the Levana, to the Tikkun of Kina, no more Kina, since the whole Golus Yavin came about because of Kina, because of Mechiras Yosef. The Tikkun has to be, the rectification has to be, no more Kina. The Baal HaTurim brings down in Parshas Korach, the Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron to take his stick together with the other Shvatim, and Aaron's stick, as we know, blossomed into almonds, Shkedim. Vayotzei tzitz vayigmol Shkedim. So the Baal HaTurim says Shkedim is begematria chashmoinim. It's a remes of the chashmoinoyim that are going to come out of the Kohanim. What shaychus does Chanukah chashmoinoyim have to do with the Shkedim of Aaron's stick in Parshas Korach? Based on what we're talking tonight, we can connect it as follows. Korach's chet was kinna, also like Kayin. Korach was a nitzitz of Kayin, it says in Sforum. Only Aaron could be the Kayin Gadol. Why? Because Aaron lacked kinna. Why was Aaron chosen to be the Kayin Gadol? So the Pasuk says, because v'ro'acha v'somach b'libay. Not only on the outs, he gave Moshe Rabbeinu a smile, but inside he was angry. No, Aaron was pure and nucky from kinna. He had no kinna, that even though Moshe was the younger brother, Moshe's coming to take over the leadership. Aaron had absolutely no kinna at all. V'ro'acha v'somach b'libay, says Rashi in Parshas Shmos. As a result of that, Aaron is zeicha to wear the choshen on his heart. A lave aharon, a lave that's nucky from kinna, deserves the choshen. Choshen is Rosh HaTevis Ner Shel Chanukah. Chanukah is the same as the choshen. In fact, right after the pasuk says V'yachta Tetzaves Bnei Yisrael V'yikhu Elecha Shemen Zayizach, which the Rekeach says is a remnant to Chanukah, comes the big day Kahuna. The Shmoyna Begodim comes right after the pasuk talks to us about lighting the menorah with the Shemen Zayizach. Mechutz LaParoicha Zayid is at the beginning of Tetzaveh, the eighth parasha of Sefer Shemois. We have the Shmoyna Begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears. The Kohen Gadol symbolizes the individual who lacks jealousy. He's not jealous. That's the Kohen God. That's Aaron HaKohen. That's why perhaps the nace of Chanukah had to happen through a Kohen Gadol davka. Matisyahu Kohen Gadol was the one, through him and his children, we was zeichet to the nace of Chanukah. Because just like Aaron Kohen Gadol before him had no kinna and he was zeichet to wear the choshen, Matisyahu, who definitely followed in his footsteps, not all the Kohanim Gedolim were like that. But Matisyahu certainly was, and therefore through him we were zeichet to the nes of Chanukah through an individual that lacks kinna. So therefore the remez to the chashmeinoyim in Parshas Korach is makes sense. Shkedim begematria chashmeinim, says the Baal HaTurim, that the tikkun for the chet of Korach. Korach claimed that he was a Chanukah Jew. Medrash says b'feirish Korach ben Yitzhar. He said my father's name was Yitzhar. Yitzhar is oil, says the Medrash. Yitzhar is Shemen Zayis. Piroishcha v'yitzharecha. And Korach says, the Medrash says, Korach says, David is going to be anointed with oil. Aaron is anointed with oil. I am Ben Yitzhar. I am oil. I am the epitome of Shemen Zayizach. But Korach was lacking that midah of, he still had kinna, because the bottom line was, Niskanei ben Siyusay shel Yitzhafen ben Uziel. Therefore, Korach cannot be the Kohen Gadol. And therefore the tikkun for what Korach does is taka the nes of Chanukah later on, which is merum is in shkedim, which only Aaron has shkedim on his matter, because the Kohanim Gedolim, the true Kohanim Gedolim, Matisyo and of course included, descend from Aharon. Vayaskein Aharon, b'haloischa es haneiroi, says the Ramban, that Hashem was menachem Aharon with the nes of Chanukah. Chanukah, the chashmeinoyim, come from you, from Aharon. Chayecha shelecha gedolim yishelohem. Chayecha shelecha gedolim yishelohem. Rashi uses that expression, which is a Lashon HaMedrash, that yours is greater than theirs. Chayecha, this is what we're going to be learning the last day of Chanukah. Chayecha shelecha gedolim yishelohem is begematria Matisyahu. Matisyahu comes from Aaron. That's the nechama for Aaron's lack of participation in the Chanukas HaMishkan.
because yours is greater than theirs, Hashem says. You have Chanukah, yours is forever. You have Bahaloischa, you are going to be Maila, all the Neshamas. The Yomtiv of Chanukah is so powerful. It goes so low. Moirit She'ol Va'yo'al, Mahadrim and Amahadrim, even Dosan Va'avirams, even all the, even the lowest Jews can have a Tikkun on Chanukah. There's another Miketz. The other Miketz is by, in Parshas Noach by the Mabul. It says, Vayihi Miketz Arboim Yoim, Vayiftach Noach Es Chaloin HaTeva Asher Osa. There's a sefer written by one of the previous scholar Rebbes, I believe it was Rabbi Pinchas, who writes that this pasuk is a remez to Chanukah. Vayihi Miketz Arboim Yoim, when the Arboim Yoim are over, meaning the 40 days of Elul till Yom Kippur. That's it. Does that mean there's no tikkun anymore? No. Vayiftach Noach Es Chaloin HaTeva. Chaloin, he says, is Rosh HaTevas, Lamed Vav Neiro Es Chanukah. Vayiftach Noach, Noach is Rosh HaTevas Ner Chanukah. A new psicha, there's a new, another grace period. Even though the Arboim Yoim are over, the Chasima Toivah L'Chayra has ended, the Chasima has ended on Yom Kippur, we know the Svarim tell us, but the Gemara Chasima is on Chanukah. So there's another psicha chadosh, Vayiftach Noach Es Chaloin HaTeva Asher Osa. Asher Kiddushan B'mitzvah Yisrael Tzivan, when Osa is Misha Osa Nisim La'Viseinu. Rashi says Chaloin is Tzoyhar. It wasn't the door that they went in and out. Rashi says it was the Tzoyhar, the window. The Torah uses the word Tzoyhar for Chaloin. Tzoyhar is a Lashon Yitzhar, Shem and Zayas. According to one opinion, Tzoyhar Tassel Ateva, one opinion in the Medrash, Rashi doesn't say this one, but one opinion in the Medrash is that Tzoyhar was Shem and Zayas, that Noach was told to take olive oil into the Teva with him so that he'll be able to light up the Teva, walk around with Shem and Zayas. So that Miketz is also a remez. That Miketz is a remez that there's still a tikkun even after the Arboim Yoim, for those who did not yet rectify themselves. Even after Yom Kippur, there's a new psich, Vayiftach Noach Es Chaloin HaTeva Asher Osa, another Miketz. So we can actually connect all the Miketzes in the Torah and connect them to Chanukah. The Miketz by Kayin and Hevel is Kinna. The Miketz over here by Noach. The Miketz Avram Avinu after 10 years marrying Hagar, leading to Yishmael, Golas Yishmael, which the Mapol of Yishmael will be on Chanukah, or can be on Chanukah. Miketz Shnasayim Yomim, Ketzam Lachoyshech. Miketz in Parshas Boy. What's Miketz in Parshas Boy? Vayihi Miketz Shloshim Shana, the Arba Meir Shana is referring to Geulas Mitzrayim. At the end of 430 years, Hoitzi Hashem Es Tzivois Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim. When was that? That was the night of Pesach. Chanukah is the only geula which is similar to Pesach. It was a complete geula. We say Hallel. Purim was not a complete. Akati Avdi Achashverosh Hanan. After Golus Bavel, there was not a geula. Parashat Vayikra took over right away. But after Edom was still in Golus, and Yishmael was still in Golus. The only time that there was a geula similar to Pesach, Hallelu Avdi Hashem, that we could say Hallel because we were no longer subservient to another nation, was Chanukah. Chanukah is very similar to Pesach in that respect. So the word Miketz is found in Parshas Bo concerning the Geula of Pesach. And then, of course, as mentioned before by the Egel and by the Meraglim, and then two last times by Shemitah and Hakel, Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa Shemitah, and then later on by Hakel. Hakel is the 8th year. Hakel is the ichud of all of Klal Yisrael, Noshim, Noshim, V'taf, which is a remez to no kinna. By Shemitah also, Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa, Shomoit Kol Baal Mashe Yodoy. No one owes anyone anything anymore. Everyone, there's no kinna, no sin of Shomoit Kol Baal Mashe Yodoy. And by Hakel is Anoshim, Anoshim V'taf. So all the Miketzes, all the 9 Miketzes that we have in the Torah, we can connect to our parish and Miketz. Ketzam lachayshach to the Yom Tov of Chanukah that is approaching. The Yom Tov, where it's not only the time that we celebrate the Or HaGonis, we celebrate the Nes of the Pach Shema, but it's also a Yom Tov that we can celebrate the fact that we can be mesakin ourselves, that no matter how low we fell, no matter, even if we have Midas Rois, even if we have Kinataiva Kovay, even if we fell to the lowest levels like Adosan and Aviram, even if we find ourselves mitzad smoil and bachutz and lamata me'azor etvachim and teves, doesn't matter. Chanukah is so powerful that it illuminates all the way till the Acharis Hayonim. And perhaps for that reason, the only halacha for Chanukah in the entire Shisha Sidre Mishnah has been a geya or halacha in Nezikin. Been a geya halacha in Bava Kama, where we talk about the Arba Ovis Nezikin, where we talk about Mazikim, Nezikim, Sitra Achara, but Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Bener Chanukah Potter. Ner Chanukah patters us from all the Mazikim, from all the Nezikim. That's how powerful Chanukah is. And that's why Dafka in the Doiris Acharoinim has Chanukah been explained. If one looks in the early Sfarim, there's nothing on Chanukah Kamat. The Gemara doesn't talk about it besides the 2.5 Blat and Shabbos. There's no Mishnayis Chanukah. Mention Agav, but there's no Mishnayis Chanukah. In Zayar, it's mentioned only one time, they say. One time. Huh? That's one sheet. But perhaps because Chanukah wasn't needed yet, at that time they were much greater neshamas. No one was lamata me'asara tvachim. There weren't that many people b'tzad smoil. There weren't those who are b'chutz. But as we get closer and closer to Mashiach, and on one hand we are closer to Mashiach, on the other hand we're on the lowest of the dairis, the lowest neshamas, we need Chanukah more than any other generation. So as we get closer to the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, and as we get further away from Har Sinai, Chanukah becomes more and more in the Zgala. It's amazing. One goes to a Sfarim, so every year there are more and more Sfarim written on Chanukah, especially Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, who elaborate very much on Chanukah, because the Inyan of Baal Shem Tov, of Chassidus, was Chanukah. That's the whole Chassidus was to illuminate the Chutz, to go out, to go into the world, to go to all to bring Torah b'chutz, chokhmas b'chutz toroina, to bring the deepest levels of Torah, the one would never have believed that could be learned anywhere in the world. Today we see literally that every pina nidachas, every corner, every winkle where there are Jews, the oir of Chanukah is there. And as we get closer and closer to the time when Mashiach is going to be revealed in this world, more and more of Chanukah is revealed. Because Chanukah is the Oir of Melech HaMashiach, which Mashiach is hidden. The whole topic is Behester, it's Betzina. And that's why till now it was Betzina. Till now, Talak Daglak Pach Shem was under the ground. No one knew where it was. When it came the time, it became revealed. So as we get closer and closer to the Zman, when the Or HaGonis will be totally revealed, more and more of Chanukah is being revealed. Mamash, you see it kipshutai. The Arizal writes that the Kates of the Geula is hinted in this pasuk. Vayimi Kates Shnasayim Yonim, he says, is merum as the Kates of the Geula, and many have tried to show that it's this year, it's that year. So far, obviously no one got it, and it's very hidden, it's Bitsina, and we're not supposed to be Mechash of Kitzin, of course. But the Zman of Mashiach is called the Ace Kates. So this is the Kates is here. We don't know where the Kates is here. And Dafka, this is during the time, Chanukah always falls out when we're learning Parashas Miketz, the time of the Kates. Ace Kates is Begamatria, Esa Oriki Toiv. Because the Kates is, the Zman of the Kates is when the Oriki Toiv will be revealed. Kates, perhaps we could say, is also from Lashon waking up. Vayikatz, we have in this parasha, Vayikatz Paroi, because it's the end of the sleep. Golus is compared to Shina, is compared to a sleep, a slumber, Tardema. Geula is awakening. Chanukah is a Yom Tov of awakening. We say in the Haftarah, this Shabbos, Vayireini Keish Asheyeoir Mishinosa in Zechariah, which is always the Haftarah of Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of awakening from sleep. Vayikatz ki yoshen Hashem, the pasuk says. Uro lama sishan Hashem. Vayikatz paroi. But by paroi it says vayishan vayachalim sheinis. Paroi gets up, he goes back to sleep. A yid gets up, he stays up, he's supposed to stay up. Then finally, vayikatz paroi vehinei chaloim vayhi vaboike vatipoem ruchaitz. You do it in the Zohar, it says paroi refers to Hashem. Miloshen ispiriu minei nehoirin, gilui. So Vayikatz Paroi is Kaviyachal, the Eibishter gets up, and as the Eibishter is Nisoira, the Eibishter is Ma'ira us, and Kaviyachal, he's Nisoira, he's awakened. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Nisoira. Every yid could be misakin himself on Chanukah from any chait, no matter what the chait. Mailin b'kodesh is b'gematria bris. Even in chatoyim, which the Zohar says there's no tshuva for, there is tshuva for. The Pri Tzadik elaborates over and over again, especially through the koyach of Mesiris Nefesh, which Chanukah is the yomtiv of Mesiris Nefesh. We could be misakin kina taiva kovayt any chait. Chanukah is a tremendous time to be in the Seir. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that we should be spalo for whatever we want. And Chanukah came about not because of our Hisoiris. Chanukah came about milmaila, from above. We didn't deserve Chanukah. So you do it, the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Purim is the gragger. The gragger we rotate on the bottom. Chanukah is the dreidel, which you rotate, you revolve from the top. So the Bnei Yisoscha writes, even this he talks about, even this, there's a Torah on it, that the Purim came about from down below. We deserved it. It came about through our fasting and davening. It came from down. That's why the gragger we rotate on the bottom. But Chanukah came from above. Matas Hashem. It's a present. Like when Hashem created the world, He didn't create the world because there was a reason to. He created the world on His own. The Bria was because He saw what's going to happen later. It's not like the world deserved to be created. It's not like that no one did anything good to deserve that they be created. That was the Bria. Teva HaToiv LeHeitiv. So the Tzvila Tzadik writes that Chanukah was like voracious. Chanukah was a new beginning, totally a new beginning. There was we didn't deserve it. It didn't come from a Hisoiris Milamata, which perhaps could be the connection between this parasha and voracious, as mentioned before, that Miketz and voracious have the same amount of Sukkim. Same simon at the end, Chizkiya Amatzia. It's a tremendous chizuk, because Chanukah is like a new beginning. It's voracious, without any Yisoyeris. Even if we didn't do anything, Hashem gave us a nes, He gave us Chanukah, so He could start over again. It's a new Bria. It's a Bria Chadosha. It's the Or HaGonis, which the Or HaGonis was here before Chet. Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel, Vayar HaLekim, Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel, which is Chanukah, which is the Or HaGonis, existed before Miyat HaYoreach, before Kayin and Hevel, before Yosef and the brothers. So the Or that's revealed on Chanukah comes from such a high place, from the beginning of creation, from Bereshis, from before any chait, before we deserved anything, before any mitzvahs, before any averus. That's how powerful the Yom Tov of Chanukah is, and that's why it's able to go where no other Yom Tov can go. Because it's so high, it can go so low, and it can be mesakein anyone, anywhere, no matter where he is, no matter what. So let's be mesayretak, all of us, and be zeichet to all the tikkunim that the Svarim said that a yid could be zeichet to on Chanukah, to totally be mitar ourselves and prepare ourselves for the ultimate, for the real Or HaGonis that we hope will be revealed very, very shortly. We see in the world again another issue of Malchias Mizgaray Zu Bezu. The Medrash says whenever you see nations teasing or trying to attack one another, It's tzapei l'raglo shel Mashiach. It's not just a coincidence that you turn on the radio and you hear about North Korea and South Korea and you say, who cares? It's a different part of the world. What's it negeya to me? If you heard about it, as the Baal Shem Tov said, it's negeya to us. Otherwise, you wouldn't have heard about it. And these are not stam two countries that exist very far away. It won't affect us. Because al pi teva, it could be very serious if anything here does escalate. So whenever we hear about Malchiyos Mizgaray Zu Bezu, says the Medrash. This is not my words. The Medrash says, Tzapei L'Raglei Shel Mashiach, which is long overdue, and we should be Zoichataka to the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, and Miketz Shnasayim Yomim, Ketzam L'Achoshech, to the end of the darkness of the Golos that we find ourselves in now, which is Chamor Shar Kelev, eradicate all the Kinna and the Sinna, and the Zoich, and be Ma'achid with Gans Klal Yisrael. That's the Menorah. The Menorah was the seven Konim. That's the entire Klal Yisrael. Miksha Acha Zohav Tohar. Everyone is, we're all rooted in the same place. We're all neshamais that are rooted. Tachas Kiseh HaKova. We all come from Hashem, where it says, Ein Shikcha Lefnei Kiseh Vedecha. Hashem will never forget us. And in this parasha, Yosef is remembered. Yosef comes out of prison. Yosef is remembered. Ketzam LaChoshech. There's no more Choshech. There's no more Shikcha, which is the same letters as Choshech. Despite the Vayishkocheu at the end of last week's parasha, sometimes we feel like we're forgotten. We have to remember that Hashem will never forget us, and Chanukah is the Yom Tov that Hashem remembers us, no matter where we are and who we are, and we should be zeichet taka to the ultimate geula and to the hadlakas ner Chanukah in the bayis hashlishi sheyibane b'meherav yameinu. I was talking to 1,000 people.